Well, the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show is coming up the first full week of February in Tampa, Florida. One of the companies you'll want to look for in the trade show is Novartis Animal Health, and we're going to visit here on the phone with Dr. Doug Scholes, who is Director of Veterinary Services with Novartis Animal Health. Well, Doug, let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be focusing on and discussing with beef producers in Tampa this year.
Yeah, Ken, one of the things that we'll be focusing and highlighting on this year in Tampa will be trying to help producers solve, those common herd health challenges that they see and focusing on the big ones and the ones that are going to have the biggest effect on overall herd performance and profitability. You know, certainly seasonal topics that we'll talk on, with winter setting in, looking at calf pneumonia and respiratory disease. And calves, we'll also be looking at calf scours as we enter the calving season, and sometimes that can be an issue for producers. And then just looking at controlling, kind of the common, viral and bacterial pathogens that lead to reproductive failure as well as we get into breeding season in the spring.
Well, let's talk about helping producers increase their herd's reproductive performance. And tell me, what role does animal health play in reproductive performance?
Well, certainly good health is going to be one of the cornerstones to, a herd's overall performance and profitability. Probably one of the big areas and the thing that's really going to drive the wheel is going to be, that reproductive performance. We've got to have the ability to get those cows pregnant and to maintain that pregnancy and have her deliver a live calf that we get to sell at weaning time, to kind of drive the financial success. So, we look at areas of herd health and the correct vaccination programs for reproductive success, but there's also a lot of other management things. These cows and heifers need to be in good body condition at breeding time and throughout their gestation, and certainly that can be an issue in some of our drought-stressed areas of the country. We certainly need to have a vaccine program in place that's going to protect against, our common viral and bacterial pathogens, things like IBR, BVD, Leptoharja bovis. Those are going to be the diseases that can cause us some reproductive problems. And then, because certainly those reproductive problems, looking at conception rates and pregnancy rates, early embryonic death, infertile cows, those certainly can have a financial impact once we get those cows calved out the following year or so.
What vaccination do you recommend to prevent those types of reproductive losses?
Yeah, certainly the type of vaccine that we use around these reproductive females can have a positive or negative impact on that reproductive performance. One of our big selling vaccines is VirusShield HB. That's going to provide protection against those common bacterial pathogens, viral pathogens, primarily IBR and BVD, and certainly going to provide that HB protection as well. One of the advantages of VirusShield is that with it being an inactivated vaccine, maybe is a better choice for our reproductive females as compared to modified live vaccines, where we don't have to worry about some of the safety risks that have been associated with using those MLV vaccines around breeding time and in pregnant animals. We've seen some evidence from a number of universities across the country that by using some of these modified live vaccines in pregnant cows, we've seen an increase in abortions due to the IBR vaccine virus that are contained in the vaccines. And certainly when we think about, vaccinating around breeding time and during pregnancy, we really need to think safety first. And VirusShield HB is a really good product for that, with it being an inactivated vaccine, safe for, basically any animal or any time of her gestation period. We don't have any risk of vaccine IBR abortion because it's an inactivated vaccine. And then, helps protect the investment that the producer has put into, maintaining that good body condition and his genetic selection and making sure that we're seeing those investments pay off in subsequent generations.
And I understand that there is new research that has been published that has potential implications for vaccinating pregnant cows?
Yeah, you know, there's been some kind of a growing amount of literature that's kind of looking at this product, at this problem, and you know, kind of showing that there is some scientific evidence, you know, linking pregnancy losses caused by, you know, modified live vaccines that are given, or modified live IBR-containing vaccines that are given, you know, while that cow is pregnant. And, you know, some of that research has shown that when we're giving these modified live vaccines to these pregnant cows, that we can see some abortions in some herds. You know, when we look at some work that recently came out of South Dakota State University, you know, they looked at using modified lives around breeding time and found that it actually kind of had a negative impact on hormone levels, estrous cycles, and then conception rates in those heifers that had received a modified live vaccine close to breeding. And then there was some work that came out of the University of Wyoming where actually they showed a 25% abortion rate in a set of cows and heifers that had received a modified live vaccine during gestation. So certainly seeing that even though when we do follow the label directions on those products, we still can see some problems from time to time.
Have diagnostic labs seen an increase in IBR abortions?
Actually, they have. It kind of worked with a number of labs, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and we looked at kind of a 10-year period. And kind of what we've seen is that over that 10-year period, you know, we've seen basically seen an 86% increase in the number of IBR abortions coming from herds that have a recent history of modified live IBR vaccination. So, you know, so in light of that, you know, we're kind of recommending that producers talk to their veterinarians about, you know, what are they using, an inactivated or modified live vaccine in and around those pregnant cows, and you know, something where VirusShield fits in very well from a safety standpoint.
How can producers learn more about those new studies and their implications for vaccinating cows and heifers, Doug?
You know, I would strongly encourage producers to visit the VirusShield website, and that is at www.virusshield.com. Certainly once they're at the site, they can click on a number of videos from kind of some of the leading experts at some of these universities. It's called the IBR Dialogues Resource Center, and there's a number of short videos that producers can look at and kind of see some of the problems that others have had, and gives a chance for those folks to kind of hear it straight from the experts, the university experts and the veterinary diagnosticians that are dealing with this problem in the field.
Okay, I understand Novartis also has a new Pasturella vaccine called Nuplura PH. So can you tell us a little about that product?
Yeah, Nuplura PH is a relatively new vaccine that we launched last year. It's actually the first new Pasturella vaccine that's been available to U.S. producers in the last 10 years. Probably one of the most advanced calf pneumonia vaccines available in the U.S. for Mannheimia hemolytica, which is the primary bacterial pathogen that we see associated with BRD and calf pneumonia. It, you know, certainly in calf pneumonia is certainly a big deal for the industry. You know, certainly, you know, 29% of all cattle deaths in the U.S. are attributed to BRD, and respiratory disease causes more economic loss than any other cattle disease that we face.
How is Nuplura different from some of the older Pasturella vaccines that producers have used in the past then?
Yeah, you know, Nuplura is a little different in the fact in its onset of immunity. You know, we know that after a single dose of the vaccine that those cattle are going to be starting to acquire immunity within 10 days of vaccination, and certainly no other Pasturella vaccine has the ability to work that fast. It's also unique in that it's the first first cattle vaccine in the U.S. that utilizes recombinant technology. And this is a process that results in high levels of pure antigen for a strong immune response. And, you know, and the other nice thing about Nuplura, with it being a recombinant product, smooth and efficacious vaccine on calves. And it really pinpoints that immune response by having those outer membrane proteins and eliminating those unnecessary toxins that we see with some other wholesale Bacterin products. And certainly, you know, from a safety standpoint, you know, certainly exceptional safety profile, you know, and can use it down on calves, you know, as young as 28 days of age, providing that immunity before that respiratory disease has a chance to establish itself later in life.
And again, how can producers get more information about these vaccines from Novartis?
Certainly a couple different websites they can look at. They can go to www.nuplura.com, and there's also some information at virusshield.com. Or certainly they can talk to their local veterinarian or Novartis animal health representative. And then certainly we'll be at the trade show in Tampa, and certainly feel free to stop by, and we'd love to visit with you there.
Yeah, and what kind of things are you going to have going on there at the show?
Certainly would like to encourage any producers that are attending to stop by the Novartis Animal Health booth. It'll be number 737 to kind of learn more about some of the things that we talked about today. And then we'll also be having some drawings for some nice prizes. I think we're giving away a real nice high-end Weber grill and some barbecue utensil sets. So getting everybody ready for that spring and summer grilling season. So be sure to stop by the booth and sign up for a chance to win.
Well, thank you, Doug. Dr. Doug Scholes, Director of Veterinary Services for Novartis Animal Health. And again, look for them at the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show coming up in Tampa.